holidays here, you know, I'm missing my dad still. I don't know how many of you lost a parent. And mine is, you know, it's been a few years now, but just a few years, and it seems like yesterday. And other times it seems like it's been a while, especially over, you know, the holidays. I miss him. He loved Thanksgiving. He loved having everybody around him, Christmas and New Year's. It was just kind of the way things go. But that was because he was such a huge part of my life and my sister growing up. And I mean, a really big part. And that's a positive thing. I can't begin to say how important to me that was. Is it important in general to all kids? Let's talk about it this morning with the good doc here, Dr. John Braccio, where you can find the podcast for all of our segments at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I would actually simply agree with everything you said about your father and say those are certainly the experiences that I had with mine. He's really just a great person, great guy. He died 1982, June 8th, but I remember, born 1895, by the way, Italian immigrant, came at 8 when, you know, as a young person, actually, but just a great family guy, always put the needs of the children of the family over his own. He was always a hard worker, just a great guy, set the standards for the family. And when I see information now coming out about fatherless homes, it's really kind of, I don't even know what word to use for it. It's such a horrible set of facts. Let me just give you a few of these, and these are all, for the most part, either research or governmental stats. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all, you know, homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of children who show behavior disorders are from fatherless homes. This is 20 times more than the average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes.
It's a lot.
Fatherless homes.
Right.
Are twice as likely, you know, in terms of the students to drop out of school. And it just kind of goes on and on and on. And then with girls, just an interesting facts here. Daughters without a father are 53% more likely to marry as teenagers. 711% more likely to have children as teenagers. 164% more likely to have a premarital birth, and 92% more likely to get divorced themselves. Now, this does not minimize mothers that are raising children. That's really not the intent, or effective step-parents working. But it does show the importance of having two parents involved, even if we look at the family separate from the traditional nuclear family of mother, father, children.
Right.
But it does show the importance of having the father-in-law, father involved. And these stats are so terrifying, shocking, if you will, that it does show as a society, I think that ought to be a priority to make sure that both parents are involved at some level, and hopefully a major level, of raising their children.
Well, I'm glad you ran down the stats there on both, because I've always wondered, does it matter more for a boy versus a girl, girl versus a boy, to have the dad involved in the life? And as things have evolved in family life, and, you know, my dad worked a lot of hours, and he wasn't around a lot. But when he was around, he was fully attentive. Do you get where I'm going with that?
Sure,
It doesn't mean that, you know, dad has to be there 24/7, but some part of dad's got to be available 24/7 if you know what hits the fan. Is it the same for boys as it is for girls, or maybe just as important? And you seem to indicate with those numbers and stats that it is.
Well, I think, you know, it's hard to put an exact. Obviously for boys we have some, you know, terrifying figures, but we also do for girls also. And there's another factor too, which has been proven over many generations, that a daughter's relationship with her father has a strong impact on her ability to have relationships in the future with men that are appropriate, good, call it what you will, family persons. People, we're social animals, if you will, certainly thinking, and we believe God infused, or many of us do. But the important thing is we learn from modeling. We learn from observing. And if we have a father, okay, we're just talking about fathers, but fathers that are loving, are caring, are good disciplinarians in the sense of setting standards and expecting children to meet them, but being fair with them, that's the type of person often that the person is more likely going to expect to be with. If a person is with, you know, an alcoholic, a drug abuser, somebody who is very violent or angry or hostile or demeaning, then sadly that becomes often what the person feels.
Normal. That's the normal for them then, right?
Yes. Well, there's no question. I mean, as a result, I think as a society, we really have to be focusing on families. We have to be talking about young men being responsible of having children. We need to talk about young women the same way. We need to be trying to get back to, prior to having children, have a way to pay for them, be able to set the good life for them. Otherwise, we're setting up many children to be just living in a life of poverty. There is certainly society, we believe, has a responsibility to care for people. On the other hand, we have to somehow get to the point that people, as a whole, see having children as a multiple year responsibility, find a way to be paying for it. We need to get our education in place. So we're in a difficult place, because when you bring some of these things up, people can say, well, you're insensitive, you're non-caring. What has nothing to do with that? I think if the goal is to raise a society of generally well-balanced persons, we want to have responsible parents raising children, and not having children raise children, but having responsible adults. And back on your other point, sure, my dad was a furniture man. He was a hardworking guy, worked a lot, but he was always near whenever there was something critical or important.
Sure, yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was steady Eddie. You know, I always say my dad always did what he said he would do. People say, well, you don't mean every time. I say, well, as far as I can remember, anything important, if he said he was going to do something, he meant it, and he also meant you to do the same thing. I mean, you always believe your word is who you are. So I think that's a good standard to go by.
Yeah, and then the word is your bond, and that's important. I want to ask you about this, and you've seen the headlines, especially in recent weeks here, what's gone on. I say it's much more than a political thing. It's a cultural thing, the entire issue with harassment, assault, and others, and a lot of guys have been. But I contend that but men have to hold men to a higher standard. Is that something that fathers can help, in your mind, facilitate?
Well, I believe so. I believe if you know, no one is perfect, but I believe if everyone strives to behave respectfully with all persons, and if parents try to instill those in their children, then sure, I think that can have a huge impact on society. A lot of behavior is because it's seen as acceptable. It's seen as the thing to do or something to overlook. So I do believe, as a society and within homes is always the key place. What do parents teach their children, and what do children pick up and learn? And I do believe, sure, I think that men need to keep men in line to some degree. Women, and all of us as human beings, have to be working together to try to make for a better, respectful world where everyone respects everyone as individuals, as creations, we can say, of God, if you have that belief, or if you go just from the straight secular point of view, these are human beings that deserve to be treated appropriately.
Well, and you make a great point. I mean, and overall, you can even think of it, Doc, you can think of it as a last bulwark sometimes. If you've got a steady relationship, you've got a husband and wife who are working together, and you can say, you know, that's what the kids are seeing in pop culture. They're going to be seeing so many other things that are of negative nature. And if you cross your fingers and you say, but what they see at home is a positive here, they'll try to emulate that. Kids do. Kids do try to emulate what they see. And if the normal is very poor, then that's going to be their normal. That's going to be what, unfortunately, they emulate. But if they see the other, I think we have a chance. I think it can be, a firewall culturally.
Yes.
And a very positive thing. The place to go, drjohnb.com. Just remember that website here, and that's the podcast. There are so many ways, and they're cross-indexed 6 ways to Sunday. You'll find them there with the good Doc, and, of course, at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Anytime I get a chance to talk about my dad, I like to do it. I like to hear about yours, too, in the Furniture City over in West. That moniker is a little bit lost when you tell you about your dad and furniture in Grand Rapids, and those things go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, and he was always with the Dutch. Believe it or not, he would kid by being Van Bracious, from a Van for the Hollanders, Mov for the Frieslanders. If you're not from Grand Rapids, that won't mean much, but he was kind of an Italian guy in furniture business in a world in those days that were heavily Dutch influenced.
Oh, yeah.
And like he always said, you could make a deal with a handshake. I saw that into the 70s where people with a handshake would make a deal and you never worried about people paying. It was that type of
I'm going to start calling you Van der Braccio. that would be a mixture of the two. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, always, one last thing. We used to kid too, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. It was always good to be part of the Dutch in Grand Rapids in a positive way. So anyway, good talking
to you.
You
know the drill coming from West Michigan. Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, our guest.